We good?
I'd like to call our Town and Brewery Committee meeting for Tuesday, October 5th, 2020. Mr. Daigle, could you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which stands one nation, united, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yep, we got Tuesday on there. Look at that. It's Monday, October 5th.
That's because September was...
Yeah, we didn't change it. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. In your packet, we got the minutes from September 14th. Send them out. If you have any changes on them, let us know. We'll look at those next week. Committee reports. Public Works Committee. I'll read the Public Works report for September. Total rainfall, we had four events at 2.6 inches. No drainage issues reported. We repaired several catch basins around town. No skate alarms. One out of compliance test at our sewer treatment facility. We installed our new chlorine system at Sewer Pond that we talked about a couple meetings ago. They installed the historic marker on East Main Street. We visited with the Gateway sign installer, as we'll go over in a few minutes, our sign for the south part of town. I added a few things on here. The state cleaned some ditches on the river road. Today, Shane and I met and discussed hurricane prep for the possibility of a storm coming this weekend. And we finally received parts and repaired our generator that was down at Live Oak Station. Republic Roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of October the 12th. An extra monthly pickup is scheduled for October the 30th. All right. Next, any other questions on that? Next up, options for our south entry sign along LA1. In your packet, we have a drawing of the sign that we're looking at putting up on the south side. It'll be northbound, but on the south side of town. Each sign that you see is... there's a price listed underneath for it to be delivered and installed, and includes a foundation. I included in the email that I sent to you guys asking the question if we wanted our sign to mimic the one that's on the north side of town, which would probably be the one all the way at the bottom, which of course is a more expensive one. Mm. So I questioned him about the expense on that sign. This is a breakaway sign. It's not going to be a concrete sign, and that's not true bricks. It's going to be a faux brick that they have on each side. But all that detail causes the price to go up. So I had a couple comments from the council about they'd like to keep it the same as the sign up in the front. Mr. Niesler talked to us today, and he talked about even putting the wording the same as the sign that's on the front. Put Brewley across the top of the oak tree, establish 19-1 a place to call home. I don't think that'll be any cost increase to do that. The main reason I wanted you to look at it, we have the money on that line item. I don't think it'll be a problem, but this sign is a little bit more than what we had budgeted. We were talking about $8,000, and it's $9,330 for the one at the bottom to maintain consistency with the one on the north. So,
yeah, we'd have to lower the oak tree down a little bit and just put Brewley across the top above it, and then underneath it, the sign on the north side says a place to call home, EST 1901, and smaller letters underneath.
So it would almost be exact as the one up front, except a little smaller.
And the tree. I like the existing one, because that's just the tree. This is a newer tree thing, but I like to have that tree that's on the up front.
Yeah, I think what he did, he just took our current logo and put it on there. So
yeah.
What Ms. Joanne is talking about is that tree.
Yeah, we can get a picture of the
it's
one on the front.
It's a darker green.
Yeah, that'd be the thing for them to just photograph it, do it as close as they could.
Yeah, so I don't think we'll have to do a budget adjustment if we went for the more expensive sign. I just wanted to make sure everybody was on par with the...
And this is a smaller sign, so instead of...
Much
four
more
columns like you have on the north end.
We're just going to have
two.
Yep. And mainly for the location, it's on the median, and the state has crazy requirements on breakaway signs and stuff on that side. So
I'm surprised they allowed it on the median.
Yep. Took a long time to get the permit, I shame.
Ignoring that.
So anyway, you know...
What about other bids? Did we get any other bids, or is this the only shop in town that does this type of...
That's the only one we really got. We can try to go out and see if we can find somebody else.
Are you gonna insure them?
Good question.
It's probably...
Talk about it being a breakaway sign.
Yeah, because it, if someone hits it, it's gone. If someone hits the one up front, their car's gonna be gone.
Yeah.
So that might be something we need to look at too, so... But I mean, we can look around and see if we get... I think this company's in Central. They did the one in Central. I think they did one in Addis too.
Who did the one with that on the road now?
Blaine, I think your dad did that one, right?
Right.
The sign up front. So we can try to find another bid, just make things square. We'll give it a shot. I'll see if we can find something, and then by Monday's meeting, we can make a decision on it. Y'all good with that? All right, so we'll move on to planning and zoning. Planning and zoning minutes from September 23rd, 2020 are in your package. I don't think they had a lot of business, but they did have one. And I don't see Mr. Gary. Is he here?
We told him if he had to choose one.
Okay. So discuss application for variance 1005 Blanchard Street for Gary Touye. He went to the planning and zoning. He wants to put a shower in his shop and his accessory structure that he's building behind where his house is going to be. If you look at the application in there, it's more or less self-explanatory. He's going to build his shop first before he builds his house, right, Shane?
Yeah.
And that's the lot on the River Road next to the middle school.
Yeah.
That old middle school, the now upper elementary, is that what it's called? Any questions on that? So hopefully Mr. Touye will be here next week. Discuss River Mill third filing, final plat. In your package and on your desk, you have the final plat for River Mill, the 20-something lots they developed, put a street in. I also included Gulf South Engineering, their testing final letter that was sent to us, stating that everything that they observed out there, they did some testing, and everything was satisfactory according to our ordinances. Want to say a few things?
Sure. Mayor, Ms. Boudreaux, Mayor, Councilman, I'm Jim Tatum Engineering. We've been for the Planning Commission and the Council numerous times on this last phase of River Mill Reserve. The construction is completed, RADCON's done, we've had the final inspection. Maintenance bonds being posted, 26 lots, about 600 feet of street, concrete street, it's in. Electricity's being installed currently. I believe everything's up to par. I'm not aware of any issues outstanding. I'm not
yep.
aware of any concerns.
Yeah, there's a final plat checklist that I go through, and it met all the criteria of phase one. The municipal addresses need to be applied to the final plat, and I'm waiting on Homeland Security to give you those back.
Yep.
That's just a data entry, and it'll be done
yep.
for you.
Yeah, it's just, we've got a handful of things. We've got updates of adjacent property owners. Mr. Turkey, the gentleman that we got to know so well during this process, I understand the soul has gone, so yep. we need to revise
Okay. What about streetlights? Didn't we talk about streetlights? They're up?
Yeah, I don't know if they were up, but the electricity was being run to them, right, Jim?
Okay, perfect.
He was out there today.
All that drainage stuff on the south side.
Is it complete?
Entergy is out there right as we speak.
Right.
They've already trenched one side of the street. They're going to be starting on the other. It should be finished next week. And I've been in contact with Arlene Richard, who's another entity at the Entergy. She's the lighting, the senior lighting coordinator, been with them 35 years, and she's got to let them in and follow that, but it's marked on the final plat where the lights are going to go, so that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, Yeah, Shane, the south side has been done, the south side of St. Francis, inside the...
His question was about drainage.
Shane's talking to him right now about it.
Inside the retention pond, we got those two culverts, and the town, and hopefully I'll get some help with Roy or whoever, we can decide what kind of structure we put inside the retention pond.
For the backflow?
Yeah. The only issue, we did discover an issue in the last rain. Those culverts are compromised down there. We're getting water flow back from that side outside of the culverts. So it may be a little more in detail than what we thought when we first talked about just replacing a couple things. So Shane and I have been talking about that, about building a weir possibly on that end to control that structure because Roy charges too much. No, remember we talked about those duck bill things that Roy gave us a price on, and those prices were really, really through the roof. So, but that may turn into a bigger project once we noticed that water was coming around those culverts underneath there.
I thought that was the issue we were solve before we went to the third pile. Then that water coming from south to north into the retention pile.
Yeah.
So we don't need no more water coming back.
Right.
We already discovered that. We've been through this 100 times. The solution from that south ditch coming north into that retention pond. Keep that water from back.
Yep.
You said about maybe a check valve or something that we put on.
You talked about the check valve, and there's numerous ways to do that. And that expensive price he's talking about is a patent on that check valve. And they're very expensive, very large culverts. Then you're going to start doing other things, and I'll use those terms, build a weir structure or a box, so only until it gets so high can water come that way. You guys got to remember, and you all know, water's going downhill. So if the elevation of water on this side has got a hole, it's going to the lower elevation. So that box or the weir structure, whatever you want to call it, the higher and higher you build it, can restrict any flow from coming back. I'll leave it at that, but remember, that's a... It's a retention pond. It's got a slow release on the north side. So Tonton Canal, you might correct me, Jim, it's a very small diameter pipe at the bottom. If it fills up and gets deep in that retention pond, there's a big weir structure, so it all goes over. There's a large pipe leaving that bottom.
Yeah.
That's made so it retains water and releases it at a controlled rate going to the north. The two pipes to the south, if water on the south side gets higher because of a rain event in that drainage basin, it's going to come north. But remember, it's not going to continue north. It's going to then go back out.
Yeah.
Go back to the south. It's a controlled release to the north. And now that the little extension to the coulee has been dug, drainage to the south ought to be a lot better.
It rolls right on out of there. It really does. So to answer your question, Shane, we've been looking at it. I mean, it's currently draining water out of that ditch now when it rains a lot.
I don't know if the part today in the original design subdivision is that done, because that was part of that deal going to the cooler.
What we discovered in our last trip out there, we've never known this for I don't know how many years now, but the town went in there. We don't know quite how long ago, but we discovered that the town went in there and actually filled the north end of the culverts with concrete. Okay, that's been a mystery. I didn't know it until, in fact, I think Wayne didn't, and Shane had a discussion about that while we were out there and described how all that occurred. And time-wise, I don't know.
What y'all
figured out
in on was that getting it to the coulee, is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Stuff under the road, if we had it. But we did that, we fixed that.
Here's what, two things. Number one, what was on the south side of the road and it seemed to be redirecting some water, turning it north into the detention area. All that's been cleaned out. Much larger culverts have been put in place, so that water that's on the, we'll say the south side of West St. Francis, flowing to the west, some of that water that was getting rerouted to the north into the detention area is now all flowing further west, and it's hitting what we call the coulee lateral.
Correct.
It runs parallel to the power line.
Yep.
So the bulk of the water is coming in there. What I think is going on now that we've discovered that the pipes were in fact blocked by the city is that when the water was rising on the south side and getting into that pipe, it was going to the north end of the pipe, and where it was blocked was stopping, but it was coming out of each of the joints in that run pipe. And so that's why no water was seen coming out of the pipes, but it was seen washing out below the pipe and on the east side of the pipe. And so, I mean, the water, I've never seen water blasting through there. I've never seen water running.
It trickles, yep.
And when those pipes were installed back in probably 2003 or 4, with the original West St. Francis Street, Early Oaks development, those pipes were bedded underneath the road. That's before the road was widened. It's just a simple two-lane road all the way through there. When they dug the trench and put the pipes in there, they were all bedded in sand and gravel. And so that water that gets surcharged into those pipes comes out of the joints. It's just flowing through that bedding material. And that's the water that's been reported coming into the detention area. From a hydraulic standpoint, I don't know if enough water could really flow through there that would make any difference in that 7-acre detention area.
I think to get to your point, Shane, their responsibility was to make sure that ditch was dug to the back. The pipes were put in, and yes, that ditch is dug all the way to the back.
We built the box there and
right.
made everything. And yeah. West Baton Rouge Parish and Dane O'Plant and his group, you know, they were very
helpful. Yep. So
that's what I was getting at, because it wasn't done initially. That would have been done initially. We'd never had flow coming north.
Right.
Get it out of there before everything was developed, because you had more absorbent ground. So if they did that, I'm okay. I know the stuff under the road. I know the issue, and we're working on a solution.
That was a mystery for a long time. There were a lot of theories about what went on, but we got to the bottom.
Any other questions?
I just got a comment, just for my own edification, on that. Gulf South Engineering and Testing, when it states that this letter does not warranty, that jumps out to me, particularly because it's an old font, number one, but is that what our bond does cover?
Right.
What takes care of that? What is the warranty? If this letter is saying that, hey, we did it, but we're not warranting it, and so if there's issues after the fact.
Right.
Is that where the one-year bond comes in?
Right.
And that, okay.
One-year maintenance bond.
Remember the company we agreed to hire to work all of our projects, and they're out there every day and make sure everything's following according to the project? That's who Gulf South is.
Okay.
We don't have them warranting anything other than telling us that they followed the rules.
And that is correct.
Well, I think that's most states that Gulf South saying this is not a warranty.
Yeah, exactly.
From us.
I got you. Okay.
Over there, bond.
Correct. Or you've got a bond.
Yep. They're just saying it was completed in accordance with the bounds requirements, but they're not standing behind the work because they didn't do it.
Right.
Correct.
And just another comment, just a note, Jim. I know that there was a big point of contention the last time you were here about the landscape buffer on the north side, and I see it listed there, so thank you for that. It's recognized and it's on the plat, so that's important. I know that was one of the concerns that the residents did have at the time. Yeah, and there's a ditch there as well. Yeah.
So on that north end, there's actually a 30-foot setback.
Right.
There's more setback on us than there is on them.
Right.
So the point of structure is going to be something maybe more than 50 feet and a fence,
an
existing fence.
Yep. 10-4. Anybody else? All right, so we'll vote on it on Monday, and they'll give me the approval to sign the final plat.
If any questions come up, any concerns, call me.
Okay.
We want everything resolved. This has been going a long, long time.
Yep.
And, if you want to be done with it, I'm sure you guys want to be.
I think we finally got it.
So,
thank y'all for your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Finance Committee, in your package, you got September bills.
I'm just making a note on the angel armor under the police things. We may have listed that in a time before, that $4,000 amount. That check was wrote and mailed off, but it did not get to the proper place, so we had to reissue a check. So if you study these things really hard, you may have seen the same amount in a previous one, but we had to void that one and reissue.
Okay.
Where is that?
Bulletproof vest.
Oh.
Under police.
So the second check.
It's just a reissuance?
It reached them, they got the second check?
We hope so.
All right, we'll move forward. Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation committee update on the park, on the levy, that's not ready for tonight. I'm gonna try to meet with them this week, and we'll discuss that on Monday. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything. Y'all got anything? Police committee? One thing, just real quick, new body cameras? They're up and running, right? And I got a video test from the video, and it was fantastic. It came through, and it's real easy for court, and
Thank you.
Make sure they work. Make sure they're on. That's all I can tell you.
And bulletproof vests will come out of previous budget money. Because if you look at it, we have like 5,500 budget vests. Those will come out of previous.
Okay, when people ask us about the traffic in the afternoon at the two schools, I just say the police department is and town working on it.
Yep. It's a never-ending battle.
You gotta do something at the school.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think if kids ever get on buses again, that might help a little bit.
It ain't never gonna happen.
But, you know, who knows? Governmental Affairs, Landmark and Heritage Plaque Ceremony will be October the 11th at 3:30 here at the Town Hall. That's this Sunday, right?
Right. In the morning, on Sunday morning, after the 9 o'clock Mass at St. John the Baptist, we'll have a short ceremony at the Grotto to present the plaque for that. So we thought that, you know, people might want to attend that, not come in the afternoon with a larger amount of people. We'd be outside in the morning. So that's Sunday morning, approximately 9:45. We'll meet at the Grotto.
All right. Trick-or-treat times. The parish said they're going to run trick-or-treat from 5:30 to 7:30 on October 31st. And I'll recommend that we follow the parish with that.
Yeah, and Fish, didn't they say something about contingent upon what other regulations might come down?
The state shuts it down and we'll shut it down.
Right.
Just put it out there and if you don't want to participate, I would think they're going to be careful about that.
Yep, I think if you want to participate, go for it, and if you don't, I understand. Anything else on that? Other matters, I don't have anything. Mayor's report, I got a few things. Our pump was delivered. We should be fully operational on Wednesday, right, with the pipes?
That's correct.
I attended yesterday the naming of Lukeville Park. They named it Roland Brown Field after Mr. Roland Brown. He was a coach at Brule High School. He was actually the first African-American head coach in West Baton Rouge Parish. I went to school when Coach Brown was there. He's a great guy. He influenced a lot of young kids. They had a lot of young kids that were out there yesterday, Saturday, talking about how he influenced them, and that's well deserved. Most of us attended the ribbon cutting. Sherry, I'm sorry you didn't get the email and couldn't make it, but it was really, if you get a chance to tour the school, I would recommend it. It's tremendous. We put up a mirror on Arlene's quarters. Rusty, thank you for that. We got a lot of compliments. That was Rusty's idea. When you come out of Orleans quarters looking to your right, that mirror helps out with traffic coming that direction. So thank you for that, Rusty. Flags are at half staff today. Governor Foster died today. I think he was 90 years old. High school football games have started, so Brule won their first game, so be aware around the football field and in the school on Friday nights this week, supposedly Thursday, I think. Census workers should be out and about, knocking on doors, so please fill out your census if you haven't. Of course, I talked about the hurricane possibility. Met with Pee Wee. We're still waiting any day for them to start construction on LA, overlay on LA 1 South. It's a state job, and they've been saying, do you have any idea on when they're supposed to start?
I asked that question last week at our meeting, and they said they would probably not push it till after.
Okay. So that'll be January.
Unless it'll be 2021.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be a good thing, right? Thanks to Blaine and his relentless pressure and filling out paperwork, we're going to be refunded a substantial amount of money with this CARES Act. Our parish had, what, $1.4 million? Something like that was available for the parish. We filed the CARES Act, and they paid for a whole lot of stuff, so we'll get refunded a lot of our budgeted police hours. It's qualified under the CARES Act. Thank you, Blaine, for doing that.
Amongst other things, like all this stuff, masks.
Yeah, this, our mask. We picked up a lot of available money that was out there for the CARES Act. So I appreciate the hard work on that, because it's not simple. It's like a FEMA report. I mean, it's just report after report, approval after approval, and it goes to the supervisor, and they get approval. So we checked with our auditors, and they've guided us on how we should handle that money. So thank you for doing that. That's a good thing.
That come directly to us or through the parish to us?
Comes directly to us.
And it's a reimbursement, so we can't really go build something.
Right. It's just reimbursement for our... I refunded money, so that was a good job on that. One other thing, good luck to all the council that's running. Keep working hard. I'd love to have all of you on the council again, so good luck and knock on those doors. Announcements? Nope. Remarks of personal privilege? Yes, sir.
Next week we're going to vote. Y'all will be voting on the resolution. I got from Jerry Diot to produce as required to start the process for the introduction of a local bill in April 2021 session to allow the town to adopt an ordinance that to pay a per diem to members of the town planning committee.
I think now, I copied. I emailed that to you guys.
Yes, I got that right before the meeting. Let me ask you this. I know it's minutia, but it was one of the things that we corrected in the minutes. Is per diem the correct word we want to use there, or is stipend more appropriate? Or does
the
it?
Legislation, the state statute says per diem. So we do not want to use the word stipend. We want to use what's already in the legislation for other municipalities.
If they don't attend the meeting, they don't get that.
Well, that's with the ordinance. Yeah, we can set the ordinance to do that, but stipend to me would seem like it was more consistent where the per diem was, I don't know, it just...
Per diem is what legislation, we need to stick with what existing legislation has.
I got you.
All right.
That's my strong recommendation.
Okay.
We start, you know...
Is the official name the Town Planning Commission, or is it Planning and Zoning?
We have two commissions.
That's what I thought.
We have two commissions. You don't pay the zoning commission. You pay the planning commission.
Okay.
The planning commission meets before the zoning commission.
Yes, so they have two separate minutes for the meeting?
No, I think they combine the minutes. But
the commissions are separate.
The commissions are separate.
Two functions.
All right, anybody else? Fish? Got anything for us?
A little bit, not too much. We're getting ready to start our budget time, so...
Well, he had to put his little...
Just because he's an engineer? Sorry. We're getting ready to start our budget time. We have two full nights that we do that. It'll be October 27th and 28th. If you really want to get interested, come on down. We are going to roll back two mills, which... one is for the community center and one is for drainage. That will save the entire parish roughly $220,000 on the community center and about $430,000-something on drainage. So that's about $650,000. Our plan is to try to find a number each year that we can roll back in the millages. We also increased our water rates, Mr. Arlen. It had been some 12 years since we have raised our water rates. Ms. Bourgeois sat through that boring meeting, and some of that got very, very contentious. The industrial water rates are going up 25% across the board. The average commercial rate is going up around 6.5%, and the average residential rate is also going up about 6%. If you are a low-end, the average person uses about 6,500 gallons per month. If you are like a 2,000 to 3,000, which is usually probably what a one-person house would be, the effect is going to be minimal. In fact, if you're on the bottom end, you actually may get a small decrease. But I think they figured out that the average residential person was going to pay like a dollar 20-something per month extra. But again, that 6% increase that I'm talking about is over a 12-year period. So that's roughly a half a percent a year. We do have in our ordinance the ability to raise water rates per year based on CPI. We have not done that since I've been on the council. And the last thing is we are elected to go to smart metering for water and gas starting January 1st. So it has nothing to do if you have an existing service. You will not change. We are going to do a, I don't want to say a test program, we're going to do a implementation process down Fairview is the first place that they're going to change all those meters. And any new construction, if you are building a new house, you're going to have a new smart meter, both gas and water. So we're going to go to a meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock with the parish to discuss how that happens and how do we finance that, and what is the what are the advantages or disadvantages of that. But effectively, starting 1-1, any new construction will be a smart meter. And the benefit of that is you don't have to have somebody come out and read it. You can read it by either a truck that has the ability to grab the signal, or actually they can do it online from the through the internet at a, at an office. So instead of somebody's billing period might be 30 days this month and then 42 days based on rain, or if they miss a meter or somebody parks a boat on top of the meter and you can't read it. So sometimes it's a 45-day cycle. We're trying to get that closer to a 30-day cycle. And you can't do it reading every meter in the parish. Doing it smart way, you can do it. But that's a long way before they're all implemented. But everybody's freaking out that they're going to have to get a new meter. If you have an existing service, you do not get a new meter if you buy it. If you're building a new house, then yes, you will. All right? Any other questions?
I have one comment since you're doing budget.
Okay.
You may want to have Kevin or Pee Wee or somebody run on top of the levee. The levee top that the parish did, the first one, not the one that R.J. Daigle did. It's mostly in Brule here. They do have some cracks and some stuff. I just don't want it to be forgotten. So I don't know if we need to do anything this budget year.
About
but
maintenance then?
Yeah, just maintenance and just, I don't know, if it takes some coating to go in and coat some cracks. If we need to add something in the budget to make sure that's, I just don't want it to get forgotten up there. The majority of it's in good shape, but they do have some cracks and some stuff that's starting to kind of, you know.
Okay.
But if you can put some money in the budget for that, just to kind of maintain it.
All right. Anybody else?
Is there any talk on the water usage in here, large industrial users off the aquifer and on the river?
Yes, we have passed a resolution, which certainly doesn't have the effect of an ordinance, but passed a resolution that any new plants that pop up have to get their water from the river. They are allowing people to draw, and you know about this better now, a shallow well like 400 feet or 500 feet, they are allowing them to do that, but they cannot penetrate to the aquifer. So, but anybody else that's coming in has to come from the river and do the treatment plan or whatever you call it to get that done. But we should have done that 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
But we haven't, so.
All right, anybody else?
Thank you,
Mr. Kershaw. Announcements. Household Hazardous Materials Collection Day is on Halloween Day, believe it or not, October 31st at 8 o'clock to noon at Alexander Park. Last year, it was a big success. I suggest if you got anything to run it over there. Landmark and Heritage Committee meeting, October the 19th here at the Town Hall. Do you have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.